Hey ladies, welcome to the Single Moms United podcast, where we cannot spell united without the letter U or Y-O-U. If you are a first-time listener, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you are a repeat listener, thank you so much for your loyalty. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because you could be listening to any other podcast that's designed to help motivate young single moms, but you decided to stop by here. So thank you so much for that. And speaking of motivation, right? That's what this podcast is all about. It's about encouraging and motivating single moms, specifically young single moms, right? I definitely can identify. I became a mom at the age of 22. I know what it's like to struggle. And it is a struggle, because if I'm not getting any type of financial support, then I'm trying to do it on my own, then I'm out hustling, right? And trying to make ends meet and make sure my child has, and that I'm not a deadbeat mom, right? And so I definitely can identify with you, single mom, and that's why I'm doing this. My goal is to pay it forward, to say, hey, a lot of what you're going through, I've already been through it. And guess what? I turned out okay. At least I think so. There are a few aches and pains here, but that's another story for another time. But as far as my kids are concerned, as far as where I am in life, I think I turned out okay. So I definitely want to try and share my own personal experiences with you, single mom, so you'll know that everything that you're going through is temporary, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It really is. It really is. And right now I'm basking in it. I am basking in it and loving it. I've been told that if you're able to endure and get through challenges in life, that you have to pay that forward. And that's what this podcast is all about, sharing my own experiences as a single mom. You can either say, can get in position to say, okay, I'm going to go through this, or get prepared for it, right? You know, and one of the bigger things I continue to hear single moms say is, wow, it's hard. I don't have the money, the challenge. And every time I look around, you know, I got to pay for this, I got to pay for that. And I don't know where the money is coming from. And do I need to take him back to court for child support and so forth, et cetera, right? But again, that was one of my bigger challenges raising my kids. Where's the money coming from, right? Because I did not get child support. And then I chose not to go on public assistance. So therefore, I needed to get out and hustle, so forth. I had to hustle. I couldn't wait on someone to give it to me. I had to go out and get it. Now, everybody's different. Everybody's different. So you do what's best for you. But at the end of the day, you still need to develop a budget, single mom, to help you manage your household finances. So I thought I'd do something a little different today than I have in the past. And as you all know, I do poetry. And if you've heard any of my prior poems, hopefully you found them okay. And, you know, if you did, let me know, send me a note and say, hey, I like that poem. And if you didn't, hey, you know, you could tweak this a little bit. I'm always open to feedback. I have thick skin, right? Nothing's perfect. And if there's an opportunity to make it better, then I want to know that. Because my plan is to continue to go down this path these next few episodes, is to continue to doing some poems or some poetry. In my last episode, I talked about that I'm Maya Angelou watered down. And it might be more water than substance. But hey, I say put forth an effort, right? And that's what I'm doing. I did a poem around finances or budgeting, brief and concise as it relates to some things you could do and also be enlightened, right? And hopefully you will find this poem to say, oh, wow, that's pretty cool and nifty. And I enjoy listening to it, right? Versus me just rambling on. Here we go. So as a single mom, it's important to develop a personal household budget. Know your funding resource, as this will help you stay the course. It doesn't take a lot to manage a budget. It's about defining and aligning the funds you received to meet your basic needs. Here is the good news. If the budget is managed correct, it will minimize your debt. Now, learn to deposit a specific dollar amount in a high-yielding savings account. These funds are meant to be for unexpected emergencies. Now, I personally learned from my mom, who loved coupons. Her coupon savings each week led to us getting unexpected treats. So, as you prepare your own personal budget, start with asking older relatives or friends. This is a good way to begin. The budget process is not new. It just takes time to review. Now is the time to learn how to cook. It's easy. Just find a good recipe book. You can also search for recipes online, and you will be cooking in a very short amount of time. Another way is to start gardening by planting vegetable seeds, as this will also contribute to meeting your food needs. Growing fresh vegetables is an educating experience, and the good news is you will taste the difference. Ladies, be insistent on being self-sufficient. Don't you dare sigh. Hold your head up high. Short term, you may rely on public assistance, but once you master budgeting, this sets you up for long-term financial independence. Hair and nails can wait because you have a budget to facilitate. Yes, money will always be tight, but as a single mom, you have to do what's right. Don't become distracted with financial woes. It's only temporary to achieve your monetary goals. This is about you and your child's survival. This is not the time to feel entitled. Don't you ever feel ashamed? It's about the ability to financially maintain. So there you have it, ladies. Brief and to the point, a few excerpts and tips to try to help you get on your way if you don't have a household budget, so you can be prepared for those unexpected expenses. And I know tax time has come and gone. And generally, you know, hopefully you haven't spent all of your tax refund. Hopefully you did put at least half of that back or in a savings account so that you can be ready for those unexpected expenses. And they will come because you have children. That's just the bottom line. Hopefully you've done that. Hopefully you've enjoyed this poem. If you did, and you are a loyal listener, tell another single mom, do that for me. We are in this together. Together. We are united, right? We are all on the same playing field when it comes to raising our children. Again, it's not about how you arrived at the single mom's title. It's what you do with it. To start with, one of the bigger things is managing your household, managing your funds. Because once you conquer that, ladies, there's no looking back. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Take care.